This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, is poised to be designated prime minister on Monday after winning the support of major parties to form a new government facing a crippling financial crisis and the aftermath of the Beirut port explosion. Adib is set to be designated just ahead of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who is prominent in international efforts to press Lebanese politicians to address a crisis seen as Lebanon's worst since the 1975 to 1990 civil war. The previous government, led by Hassan Diab, quit on August 10th over the port blast, in which a massive amount of unsafely stored chemicals detonated. Once designated, the process of forming a new government will get underway. Until a new administration is agreed, the Diab government continues to be in a caretaker capacity. Lebanon's financial crisis is seen as the biggest threat to its stability since its civil war. The currency has lost as much as 80% of its value since October. Savers have been locked out of their deposits and a paralyzed banking system. Poverty and unemployment have soared. Lebanon launched talks with the International Monetary Fund in May after defaulting on its huge debt. It's aiming to secure financial support, but these have stalled amid divisions on the Lebanese side over the scale of losses in the financial system. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has revealed the names of the appointed members and leaders of the country's High Council for National Reconciliation. That's according to a body tasked with leading peace negotiations with the Taliban. A presidential decree issued on Saturday lists political figures, including current and former officials, leaders of political parties, and renowned religious figures among the group.